From the high ground of Texas, it's Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day on this 12th of September, it's campaign season, and here come nervous border region Democrats claiming a Republican victory is due to election theft. Really, if you know much about that set of politics, that's sort of the pot calling the kettle black. But why do you hear what the office holder actually means by election theft? No, not the Democrats' politicadas and all the ballot harvesting and the other illegal stuff they do all the time. Oh, no. Why do you hear this one? And if things turn out well for the Texas GOP and the RGV, expect more of the same kind of ridiculous silliness. Our Lone Star story of the day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing turnkey drug and alcohol testing programs for business and institutions and truckers and fleet owners. Allied Compliance Services is your best friend, very competent at dealing with all your testing requirements and that clearinghouse you fleet owners have to have with the DOT, you individual truckers. So many of you over the years have sent me notes that they're your that you just love them. They're the best people you deal with, and you encourage others to use them. If you're a trucker out there, independent trucker, get with them, alliedcompliance.com. We have an anti-wimp update, and there's more efforts to use the financial system globally as a way to fight the United States' Second Amendment. Also, VP Kamala Harris is so crazy that even other certified crazy lefties are amazed. Amarillo shows how bad our culture has changed when it comes to local government. And yeah, it's politics, but it's a sign of culture change. It's a sign of shamelessness, of little integrity and no honor, a complete rejection of the concept of the will of the people in your community. We've seen this. We've seen it in my city of Lubbock. Voters made some big changes because of it. But you see it all over the state. Amarillo has been among the most egregious examples continually for the last decade or so. We'll talk about that as time allows. Listen to the show, Pratt on Texas, anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at prattontexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. It was an absolutely wonderful weekend for, San Antonio native, Douglas MacArthur High School graduate in San Antonio, and Texas Tech Red Raider Josh Young. He made his first at-bat in the major leagues for the Texas Rangers. On a 1-2 pitch, he did it. I mean, he crushed it, and it went over the wall, home run, and his first career bat in Major League Baseball, and his family was there jumping up and down in the stands, and the cameras caught it. Wonderful. Of course, he played 3 seasons as a Red Raider and was a unanimous All-American selection in his junior season, was drafted number 8 overall in the MLB draft in 2019 by the Rangers. He finally was called up to the top level of a team that, frankly, is not so good right now, but nevertheless, he did it on his first at-bat. Way to go, Josh Young. Way not to go, Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos' space company, which launches from out on their family ranch land and other land they've bought near Van Horn. And Van Horn, Texas, for those of you who don't know, we're talking about West Texas in the dry mountain country. They had an engine issue or something in the booster in the ascent phase, and it quit, and they did not have passengers on it. This was one of the few flights they've flown that didn't have passengers. You know, now since they started doing that, it's the only one I know of that just had a variety of commercial packages and experiments on it. The main booster that, you know, goes up and then lands there in that suborbital stuff, it messed up, and the great thing for passengers is you can watch the video. This happened this morning. The emergency thrusters of the capsule in which you would be sitting worked beautifully, pushed it way, way up so it could easily land with its parachutes and all of that. So things go wrong. This was actually, it turns out, I learned from Bob Zimmerman at BehindTheBlack.com, this was not the booster they've been using. Their first booster one, they hadn't built very many. It was lost in 2015. Booster 2 was retired in 2016. This was booster 3 It's their oldest operational rocket, but they have not been using it. They've been using Booster 4 for human launches. Firefly, another big space company or small space company based in Texas and Austin, had a big setup of their Alpha rocket test for yesterday at Vandenberg and finally had to scrub. And I haven't had time to look, period. I did all this looking early in this morning, and they're set up for alternate launch anytime 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific today from Vandenberg, and I hope they finally get their new Alpha rocket into space. Another Texas rocket company. SpaceX launched 34 Starlink satellites plus commercial satellite for AST Mobile. Why does it matter over the weekend? Bob Zimmerman behind the black.com reporting. Well, the first stage completed its record 14th flight. Boy, reusability drops the price. That's the most times a Falcon 9 first stage has been reused. It landed on the drone ship in the Atlantic. The two fairing halves were one of them was completing a fourth and fifth flight. Reusability drops price. And while I'm talking about rockets, Buddy Holly Hall in Lubbock has announced that William Shatner, Captain Kirk himself, will do one of these live on stage things at the Buddy Holly Hall on January 13th this next year. Tickets are pretty high, but you can go look it up. Because he's going to screen the best of the Star Trek movies, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. They'll show the movie and then he'll comment during probably before and after. I'm not sure how it works, but won't be on stage a ton of time. I'm sure at Bill's age. But nevertheless, that's for you Trekkers like me and people, that's kind of exciting. All right, we have so many other headlines. I'm going to set this aside for a moment. Boy, it's one of those days I've got so much in the stack. Lubbock area Republican women having a meeting Thursday this week, 15th of September. If you want to go, you got to let them know by tomorrow morning before noon, before 11 a.m. And I think you can get to their website or something through the Republican Party Lubbock GOP.org website. I think they've got a link there. I'm not sure how they're doing it. Anyway, they've got State Rep Dustin Burroughs, chairman of the investigating committee on the Robb Elementary shooting, and he's going to speak at that event on Thursday in Lubbock. Which stack? I've got all these things I wanted in the first segment of the show, and there's no way I can get them in, and it just makes me mad. Sorry. RGV, Rio Grande Valley Physician's Assistant, facing Medicaid fraud charges. They arrested last week 49-year-old Fernando Mendez, facing a lot of counts of identity theft and healthcare fraud. He'd already gotten in trouble down working in several cities, Harlingen, Farr, and Brownsville. And the medical board suspended his license. And then what he did was apparently, allegedly, said he violated boundaries with female patients and also gave prescription drugs to acquaintances. But then while he was not allowed to practice, he kept seeing patients, stealing the identities of other physician's assistants from his clinic while they were on vacation time. Weird. Suspects in the death of the Harris County deputy constable that we told you about on August 28th, who was just on his way to his parents' home in Northeast Harris County after picking up dinner for his family. He was off duty in his personal vehicle. They've made arrest Friday on that. And it was Asheem Taylor Jr., 21, and Jaylon Womack, 20, charged with murder. Both men, Sheriff Gonzalez in Harris County says, were already suspects in other murders and were free on bond at the time of the shooting. And this has to do with all these very low bonds set in Harris County and in all the other counties Democrats are taking over in their so-called bail reform. A 13-year-old girl, Brooklyn Morin, died in Garland, and her mother's in critical condition. It was a drunk driver hit him, came across the median and hit him this weekend. Terrible. Back in a moment with more news of Texas.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
A Texas Aggie from the big country said he and his wife visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dento Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, "Thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be. Very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did." He added that the dental work he had done would have been about $12,000 at home, and of course that wouldn't have come with a fun vacation in which he and his wife toured volcanoes, hot springs, a nature and wildlife park, a coffee farm, a central market, and took a riverboat ride, went ziplining, and dined at some nice restaurants. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
From the state where people from Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana are considered Yankees, here's your Texan in chief, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. A man shot and killed by a police officer at Gulfgate Mall after charging at him with a tire iron. Houston Chronicle reporting this morning that this happened last night, Sunday night. Guy had been removed from a restaurant, and I guess he's mad. He came back in with a tire iron about 11:10 p.m. All the customers were gone, so it wasn't a late-night bar or anything, I guess. And one of the workers noticed it, who informed Uniform Liberty County District Attorney Office investigator who was working there as security. That guy then charged toward the police, the investigator, with the tire iron when he was about arm's length, which is too close to let him get with the tire iron, in my opinion. The officer did discharge his weapon multiple times. Suspect ran out of the location on the parking lot where he began the eternal dirt nap. There weren't any customers there. There was another uniformed officer working security from the Plum Grove department who was there. A terrible thing for those guys. Early ISD, that's right, in Early, down by Brownwood. A teacher's aide at Early ISD has been arrested and charged with felony after a 14-year-old student told their parent a middle school coach, quote-unquote, was making inappropriate contact on a messenger app. And then they did an investigation. It was Justin Robinson, a coach's aide in Early ISD. And allegations were made that he exposed himself to the child and enticed the child to do the same. Administration said it removed Robinson from the school property immediately. They began... police got in it, and then since all that, I mean, apparently they put a case together and they've arrested this guy and charged him. 16-year-old, that from Fox, West Texas. This also from Fox, West Texas. 16-year-old connected a boy has been arrested and charged with terroristic threats in connection to social media threats toward a school in San Angelo. And KRBC reported that last Thursday, the police made six arrests. $24,000 worth of jewelry was stolen from multiple jewelers around Abilene. It was a, you know, professional crew in town, and they got them. Good job in the APD. All right, my friends, I can't let this slide because this comes up almost every time, and it shows you why it's very hard for people to take seriously some of the people who are always out there politicking about teachers in public schools. You know, yet last week we had the story about how once again there was another set of data out there showing that all these stories and polls coming from the teachers unions in Texas were untrue about the teacher shortage. And it was in the Texan. And I think I used union in the headline, and we get one of these stories again. And it's Don Herridge posting publicly. I'll use his name because he posted publicly on the website. And he said, there are no, and he puts no in capital letters, teachers unions in Texas. Now, that is just incredibly stupid. I mean, it's so incredibly wrong that it's hard to argue with people like this. But every time this comes up, we get it on social media and by email with teachers swearing to us there aren't teachers unions in Texas, which is hilarious. You know, I get all the American Federation of Texas teachers unions stuff in the mail, and they and everything they do openly call it a union, and everything, even in the state stuff, TSTA, They're a union. They're the state affiliate. They're the state arm of the NEA, which, yeah, it's association. It's the largest teachers union in the United States of America. I don't know how these people are so stupid or ignorant or dumb. Look at the back page of their magazines and stuff. It's all about, you know, the state and then the local this and the local. It's all the, they're a union. It's not even debatable. But Don Herridge writes, there are no teachers unions in Texas. There's a Texas State Teachers Association. Big difference. AFT is almost as big as TSTA in Texas. It's the biggest in big parts of the state. He says, there is the Texas State Teachers Association. Big difference between unions and associations. I'm sorry, Don. A union is an association. What do you think the word means? And there are a lot of unions that don't use the name union in their name. Are you saying the NEA is not a union? The NEA calls itself a union everywhere in America. You're just crazy. He said, and here's where you get to it. I'm a retired teacher and was contacted by several districts about coming back because they started school shortage of teachers. That's all over the state. So he thinks that refutes the whole point. Well, there are always shortages of teachers. And always in certain fields, there are always shortages. That's not what we were talking about. He didn't read it, and surely. Talking about general, now, the fact is we had more people retire. That was the point, but we actually had a net gain of teachers. But there are always shortages in math and science and language and stuff like that. His anecdotal things meant. And I wrote, you're laughably wrong. AFT and TSTA are unions and make no bones about it, even in their own literature. Possibly such great ignorance from a, quote, retired teacher, end quote, shows why so many of us are suspect of about everything to do with public schooling. And then he writes again, LOL, got caught on the line backpedaling. Where did I backpedal? His statement was that there are no teachers unions in Texas, and I pointed out there are, and then he writes that I got caught in a lie. Don, you're an idiot. When it comes to this issue, you're just wrong. I can't say you're an idiot, but you're just wrong. They're both unions. They both openly are, I don't know. This has happened before, and it's really funny to me because when you showed them the stuff right from those organizations, well, they're not really unions. They don't have collective bargaining. I'm sorry. The definition of a union isn't dependent upon collective bargaining. There are all kinds of unions. We're a right-to-work state in Texas. We got all kinds of other unions in the state. It's just funny. Again, I said, Don, you're so wrong, it's sad. AFT and TSTA are unions. You must not understand what is a union. Where in my comment did I backpedal? Are you unable to read well? This has happened over and over, and it's why I don't jump on this bandwagon of, oh, they're just all teachers, that they just love the children. There are a bunch of lefties. They're just sometimes it's, I have withheld so much of this because when they send me an email, I don't want to embarrass them. Sometimes the worst written emails with awful grammar and punctuation, and he's got some punctuation problems in his post too, or his capitalization, some errors, come from teachers arguing. And it's I don't want to publicly humiliate him. This union thing has come up over and over and over again. And it just shows you. You know, TSTA is a big political weapon. They yield a big political weapon in the state. They're very politically involved. And they're, you get this all the time. Well, they're not a union. And like Don said, there's a big difference. No, Don, they're a union. They're the state affiliate of the National Education Association, which, by the way, Don, is an association too. Are you telling me that in all those states that NEA state chapter goes on strike and stuff like that, that's not a, oh, that's another. Well, they won't go on strike. It doesn't matter. They're unions. They're unions under the tax law. They're unions under everything else. They are unions. I don't understand how you can be a teacher and have taken that crap and read those magazines all your life and not understand that American Federation of Teachers Texas and the Texas State Teachers Association are all out official statewide unions and are a part of the national union. It's just shocking how ignorant people can be and then spout off. I just find it all funny. Today in Texas history, way back in 1866, the first producing oil well in Texas came in. 10 barrels a day in Nacogdoches County, but there wasn't much demand for oil back then, so they didn't make much money off of it. It's also the day that the integrated circuit was successfully tested, developed by Jack Kilby at Texas Instruments in 1958, and it's the day that President Kennedy said, we chose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they're easy, but because they're hard. Said that in Rice University Stadium in Houston. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by our good friends at usainvestigations.net. Learn about all their great services at usainvestigations.net.
Brad on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans. Employers are looking for solutions, and my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution.
With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
And now a man who asks, if you're afraid of the law-abiding being armed, just what do you ask businesses to do about criminals? Think a sign effectively bans them too? It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We are ready and set for an anti-wimp update. On Friday, a woman, two 17-year-old boys, and a 12-year-old boy were at a home in Channelview in Harris County when just after 10:30 p.m., three masked men attempted to force their way in, according to Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. One of the 17-year-olds used a shotgun to repel the home invasion, leaving two of the three masked invaders dead at the scene, having begun their eternal dirt naps. The third escaped in a vehicle. ABC 13 in Houston actually obtained surveillance footage from somebody's doorbell camera or something nearby showing when the four suspects arrived and parked next door to the home. What's funny is it says two died and one escaped in a car, and then they said at ABC 13 four suspects. So maybe there was a driver of the car. It never was clear after reading several versions of that today. But having that shotgun handy took care of business. All the better for Harris County and all the better for Texas. And on the subject of being able to have a firearm under our Second Amendment, that's been under attack by the entire planet as long as I've been alive. There's more news in this using the financial system to try to put things in place that allow people to create lists of gun owners, and the only purpose to have lists of gun owners is to eventually go seize their guns, which is what's happened in even Canada and other places. The Center Square's Bittenbender had a story out, gun ammunition purchases by credit card, not just guns, but ammunition cards, ammunition purchases will be coded if you use a credit card. The international organization that creates merchant category codes for credit card purchases has caved to all these activists and given its approval to establish a specific code for transactions made at gun stores. So if you bought it at Walmart, it wouldn't show up, the ammo, because they're coded a different way. I have some experience with these codes. But this is the New York people, bunch of California Attorney General, all of them, New York Attorney General, trying to get Visa, American Express, MasterCard, and Visa to support the merchant category code. And you know, really all it's about is a way of putting it together. I noticed that Mark Oliva, does Mark work at the National Shooting Sports Foundation or National Rifle Association? I'm not sure. This piece is poorly written. It names both organizations and then doesn't. It just says the organization's managing director of public affairs. I don't know Oliva, but I should know him if he's at NRA. Anyway, he said the decision chills the free exercise of constitutionally protected rights and does nothing to assist law enforcement with crime prevention or holding criminals accountable. The DOJ's Bureau of Statistics consistently shows in their own reporting that 90% of felons convicted of their crimes involving a firearm admit they illegally obtained those guns through theft or trading on the black market. Attaching codes to specific to firearm and ammunition purchases cast a dark pall by gun control advocates who are only interested in disarming lawful gun owners. And that's exactly what it's about. So that you've got another way they can come at it and see if you have guns. So I don't want to pay in cash, but I guess that's what you do if you don't want them to have it there. All right, my friends, let's move to another pile in the another stack of all these piles of news around me. Well, my friends, even other certified crazies recognize Vice President Kamala Harris as being in their camp. This has gotten a lot of write-up. What happened was she appeared on Meet the Press with that, as Rush always called him, F. Chuck Todd, who's a certifiably nutcase liberal. And he asked, talking about whether the border's secure or not. And he asked and she said the system was broken under Trump and they're trying to fix it. She said, I think there's no question we have to do what the president and I asked Congress to do. In the first request we made, pass a bill to create a pathway to citizenship. The border is secure. She said this, the vice president, the border is secure, but we have a broken immigration system, in particular over the last 4 years before we came in, and it needs to be fixed. And even crazy F. Chuck Todd pushed back against her, said, we're going to have 2 million people cross. I think she thinks they're crossing the border, you know, through the little immigration deal, like at the airport. She's got to be that. She's supposed to be the administration's border czar, and she said, hadn't even made a trip down there. Maybe she really doesn't get it. So Todd says, we're going to have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. And I don't think she knows that means they're walking across, you know, illegally in the river and stuff. Surely. Because he says, and you're confident the border's secure? And she goes on. Yeah, and, you know, it's just playing politics and stuff. It's just crazy. By the way, that beheaded mother, the young mother who was brutally beheaded last week in Northern California, it was 27-year-old Karina Castro. She was beheaded with a sword just before noon last Thursday in broad daylight as neighbors watched in front of her apartment building. Turned out the alleged killer, Jose Solano Landaeta, probably said Landetta, he's the alleged killer. And apparently he is an illegal alien. Claims he came to the U.S. from Venezuela 10 years ago on a tourist visa and never left. That's right. Border Patrol has halted tweets from the agency's West Texas region. Oh, that's not the Del Rio and Rio Grande Valley where most of the stuff comes out that the administration doesn't want the media to see. This is the El Paso sector that's really been the quietest, but interestingly, they started retweeted posts, whoever controls their deal, retweeted posts criticizing the president's border policies and had clicked like on some posts on Twitter that disapproved of the Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's lifestyle as a homosexual. And so the Border Patrol commissioner tweeted that there's unauthorized and inappropriate contact on there out of the West Texas Border Patrol, and we're going to turn off their Twitter for now. Two migrants rescued from currents of Texas border river. That's one headline today in the Breitbart, Texas border. Down by the Laredo International Bridge, there was another headline at Del Rio. Agents moved to rescue a group of five who were struggling with the swift moving currents of the Rio Grande. Agents rescue five from deadly Texas border river. Folks, these are every day, these things. And the fact that the vice president of the United States doesn't seem to, it will actually go and meet the press and say the border's secure, when even F. Chuck Todd's willing to point out that, wait a minute, you're talking about 2 million people crossing illegally. How do you call that secure? Well, we know she's not very smart, but neither's Chuck Todd, neither are any of these lefties. And I think she probably actually really doesn't know. I think she's that bad. I mean, her whole career was made of being the girlfriend of Willie Brown in California. I think she really is that dumb. But I also think that when this goes back to what I was talking about last week about how ignorant and stupid at what contempt they have for their own followers, their own base. They figure they can say anything and nobody will notice, meaning they think you're stupid. And some of their base obviously is.
It's the talk of Texas. Proud on Texas.
Jeff Barker Computer Service custom builds better quality, longer lasting servers and high-end business and gamer PCs for you at competitive prices. Jeff Barker Computer Service is your proven local computer builder for PCs and servers. They've been at it for several decades and are expert. And they service what they build even years later when some firms will not. Visit jbcs.com. jbcs.com to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you. jbcs.com.
When it comes to great eating, for many of us, it starts with the meats. And you'll find a big selection of the best tasting, best quality beef, pork, and lamb, as well as rubs, sauces, and more at Raider Red Meats on the Texas Tech campus in Lubbock. You can keep up with Raider Red Meats' frequent sales and specials through their Facebook page. Link to it from RaiderRedMeats.com. Help fund scholarships to the world's best meat sciences program by joining us in beefing up at Raider Red Meats.
Hey now, I'm Robert Campbell with Campbell Containers. Have you ever thought about incorporating a shipping container into a new barn or shop like the one we have here at Campbell Containers? Or maybe you just need some extra storage space at your home, farm, or deer lease. Stop by Campbell Containers and look at our inventory. We're on I-20 between Abilene and Clyde at the exit 297. Or give me a call, 325-518-3309. Or check us out at CampbellContainers.com.
Taking time for Texas, it's Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, AlliedCompliance.com. It's campaign season, and here comes nervous border region Democrats claiming a Republican victory there is due to election theft. As I said, pot and kettle, huh? The pot calling the kettle black. If things turn out well for the Texas GOP and the RGV, expect much more silliness. And let's start with that story that was posted by Just the News last night. Texas Democrat, remember, he's a congressman in a different district, and they redrew the districts. Now he's overrunning in this other district that Maya Flores won in the special election. So he wasn't in the special election because he was still the congressman in the other. He didn't resign that to go running that. Texas Democrat Representative Vicente Gonzalez claimed that Republicans, quote, stole, end quote, a U.S. House seat when Republican Myra Flores beat a Democrat during the special election in the summer. Flores became the first Mexican-born woman elected to Congress when she defeated Democrat Dan Sanchez in a special election in June to replace Felimón Vela, a Democrat who resigned to take a lobbying job. This is in Brownsville, mostly. This story from Just the News by Madeline Hubbard. Representative Gonzalez, who will face Flores this fall due to redistricting, claimed at an event Thursday with Representative Adam Schiff, that worthless piece of junk from California in Brownsville, that Republicans, quote, stole the election. Quote, our democracy is at stake, Gonzalez said. There's millions and millions of dollars from outside our region and outside our state that are coming here to try to steal our elections and take away your value and take away the process that we rely on. He asserted that Republicans, quote, stole that last election, end quote, by having more funding than Democrats. You get it? This is the Valley. These are the people that have employed for decades illegal politicators to ballot harvest, to intimidate voters, to mark ballots for them. All the other cheating that goes on, it's almost always dim on dim in the Democrat primary. We've had a lot of guilty pleas there. And their idea of stealing an election is not the way they do it, which is actually illegal. It's the fact that you raise more money. Now, does this apply to Beto? I mean, doesn't he have millions and millions of dollars coming in from out of state? What about all the other Democrats? Of course, this is just bull. But what's funny is when a Republican says people stole the election, for the next 10 years, you get stories that always say, well, and again, way back in so-and-so, this person asserted that election was stolen, even though there was no evidence of any widespread fraud or it's just crazy. You won't see this and didn't see it in the state press. Remember, though, this is Gonzalez. This is the guy with the campaign manager that in July that he was paying, the blogger that NBC reported on that was referring to Republican Flores as Miss Frijoles and a cotton picking liar. And this is what you're going to see. And there's like one of these stupidly long pieces by James Barragán in the Texas Tribune today. They're trying to win a Pulitzer and get picked up for a New York Times magazine. Folks, this is about an eight, seven or eight page piece. The headline, along the Texas-Mexico border, GOP enthusiasm mounts as Democrats deflect over immigration concerns. And he writes some good stuff, but I mean, it's so bulked up with stuff that doesn't matter. I wanted to go through this piece and talk about some of the quotes in it. I think I will. I'm extraordinarily personally upset. I've been trying to get back to a story we've covered in brief over the last several years on Amarillo, and they're just the really despicable disdain for the voters and no ethics whatsoever. Because we're seeing this in local governments all over the state, and it's indicative of a major culture change. And I want to get to the story. Brad Johnson's got a new version of it in the press at the Texan.news. Amarillo non-voter approved debt maneuver to finance Civic Center draws ire from legislators. Yeah, and it's going to court in October in a lawsuit and everything else. And I want to get to that. I'm going to hold that for later in the week and pray that we get a chance. What happens is I keep culling my stack and I'll have hundreds of pages I have to throw away. And I only put things that I think are really important in the stack. It's just frustrating. And by the way, same exact situation. Doesn't matter how long the show is. When we did a two-hour show for 15 years, it was exactly the same thing. So it's just frustrating. Let's talk about the border stuff. What I said when I was teasing that this is the Lone Star story of the day, the tease at the top of the show was, if Republicans fare well in any of these elections, expect to hear more of this from Democrats, who again assail anybody else who questions the legitimacy of the last presidential election, but of course, themselves regularly have a history, even at the presidential level, of questioning the legitimacy of the election, saying George W. Bush was not legitimately elected, saying that Donald Trump in his first election was not legitimately elected. Well, now they're going to cry theft. And of course, these are the people who have made it an art form and a regular industry to steal elections and to engage in cheating in South Texas and up and down the Rio Grande. This piece by Barragán at Texas Tribune is a big look at the border, and it's full of very interesting things. It is extraordinarily long. Here's a little bit of it. In 2014, the percentage of registered voters casting ballots in the Republican primary in Terrell County was 12%. By 2022, that percentage had more than doubled, with 31% of the county's registered voters casting ballots in the GOP primary compared to 10% in the Democrat primary. It was the first time in at least 8 years the Republicans voting in Terrell County primary outnumbered Democrats. And he goes into a lot of numbers. The numbers are very good in this piece. It's why I paid it a lot of attention. The problem you've got, I just want to say, we can win, but it's not going to happen overnight. And one of the problems you have is that you can still point out, I'll give you this way back late in the story. Despite the GOP's push in border areas, and yes, the trends are excellent, and they did a good job of this, county by county, showing you the trends and how many more people are voting in Republican primaries, when used to be only five people in the county would vote in the Republican primary, and now there's a lot and all this. It's all good. But don't let the media whip you up for a big fall so they can say, oh, see in the midterm, oh, this idea of the Hispanic way for Republicans, oh, it's never been true. They set these things up purposely. I want you to understand, let's take this. Despite the GOP's push in border areas, Democratic leaders are quick to point out that participation in GOP primaries is still far short of their own. In Maverick County, for example, only 624 voters participated in this year's GOP primary in March. Now, that's huge growth, people. There's 79, back in 2014, they only had 79 voters in the Republican primary in Maverick County. 624, I mean, we're making big gains. But folks, as he points out rightly, less than 10% of the 6,656 voters who participated in the county's Democratic primaries this year. In other words, that's less than 10% of the people who still voted in the Republican primary, in the Democrat primary, in a county where Democrats... Ryan, I'm just, if you look at the numbers up and down the border, you'll see a lot of this. Yeah, Republicans are competing now for local elections in Val Verde, Dimmit, and Starr counties in the Rio Grande Valley. And that's great. They're winning. They're beginning to pick it off and win. And yet, we've done this. I mean, I remember when the county judge for Brownsville for Cameron County was Tony Gonzalez. And then he ran one for railroad commissioner, helping that campaign. I mean, that's a long time ago. We've had Republicans elected there. I've been friends with some of the Republican leaders in the Rio Grande Valley over the last few decades. And we've won elections there. The thing, if you want to go to the Texas Tribune and read this story, it is massive and it's very interesting. You political junkies should read it. The fact, though, is we may can win. Myra Flores may can win. We may be able to win, but don't let them set you up, because that's what they've been doing with Echo and all this. The trends are good. We're making gains. But they're going to make you think if we don't win all these and have a sweep, oh, all this was a lie and it's all lost. So be careful with that. And as usual, there was a lot in the stack today that I feel like you need to know that I couldn't get to. Well, there's tomorrow, God willing. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God continue to bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.